$16,000 towards ownership, is that right?
Yeah, that is.
We should build us a down market, pick up something nice.
I said $1,400, how much?
$1,400 a month.
Too much.
$1,400, how much was that?
$1,400 even.
A month.
$1,400 even.
Plus that includes utilities.
$1,400 a month.
I think that's what he said, yeah.
No, he said it includes utilities.
Yeah.
They pay the utilities.
So we're $15,000 a year.
That's good.
But they got internet.
Utilities are high.
Mr. Ashman?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
For you this morning to request permission for the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Blades Sanitary Sewer District to include approximately 37 parcels. The parcels are located primarily along County Road 20 or Concord Road and are contiguous to the existing district. A primary reason for being here today is at a request of the town of Blades, as they've identified an area along Concord Road for consideration of annexation into the town, and they are proposing to extend water service to this area as part of the annexation. They'd like to work concurrent project with the engineering department to do possibly sewer and water with this annexation at the same time. A result of a previous request for sewer service, the engineering department did conduct a straw vote for a smaller portion of this expansion back in 2008, which basically brought us out here about to the entrance of Little Meadows. It was, I think, 16 lots. The results of that poll were 6 yeses, 3 noes, and 7 unresponsive. And at that time, the project sort of got dropped, and we went into a combination thing with Middleford Road, which fell through. The expansion consists of about 55.5 acres, and the parcels would be responsible for system connection charges of $3,162 per EDU based on current rates. There will be a scheduled public hearing at a later date once there's coordination with the town of Blades and meetings with the town of Blades.
Any questions, Mr. Ashman?
Connection fees, how much? $3,000?
$3,162.
You have a motion, sir?
I do have a motion. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Blades Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include parcels along Concord Road as presented on October 25th, 2011.
So moved. Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Wilson.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yeah.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Grant request, Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. The first one today, Farrell Friends of Millsboro. I'd like to defer for possibly a week. I am gathering some more information on them, if possible.
So moved. Yes, ma'am.
The next one, Sussex Tech High School, Music Department.
And we have done something previously?
We have. They are going on a band trip. It is the Ravens Music Department. And they are going on a trip, the 70th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. They're going to Hawaii to play. Ooh. And we have granted money to Sussex Tech before for a trip of that nature, where they had taken their whole band to represent our area at a certain celebration.
In 2009, we gave them.
2009, right. $4,500.
Did they have a need for some chaperones?
We could send Sam.
We could send you instead of giving them grant money.
Previously, on a previous request, I think they went to Florida and New York City. I don't know. They went
something.
Somewhere. I think Florida and New York City, I think. But anyway, in 2009, I think we gave them $4,500.
This economy?
That was $1,000 per councilman, Cole, Vincent, Deaver, and Phillips, and $500 for Mr. Wilson.
Correct.
Was our previous grant. We entertain a motion to do what you want to do.
Mr. President, I think they do have a representative here.
Oh.
Also, I believe in the back.
I apologize. I did not know that.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Harvey Bullock. I am the director of bands for Sussex Tech High School Band. We've been honored and, in my opinion, very humbled to receive an invitation for our group to represent the state of Delaware in the 70th anniversary on the attack of Pearl Harbor. We're currently taking 74 of our students to participate with other groups to form a mass band to perform at the ceremony on the USS Missouri on December the 7th. It's once again a great honor, and it's also for us going to be a co-curricular activity because we are going to allow the students to also report back what they find there as far as the history is concerned. During this time, when we get back from there, our school district, our social studies department will actually be covering the unit on World War II. So they're going to act as the leads in finding information and sharing it with their classes, and we plan on doing something with our band concert as well. So we're just excited that we can not only represent everyone here in Sussex County, but as well as the entire state, because we're the only band that has been asked to go perform and perform with other groups across the country. So it'll be the first state going to the last state to represent and to honor our veterans who have many of their grandparents, the students' grandparents and great-grandparents were a part of that historic event. So that is the gist of the event itself.
Any questions for council?
The cost is going to be how basically, I mean, is it all contributions or is
well, no,
the taxpayers, the state or something? No. It seems awful expensive. I hate to say it in today's economy.
54 students.
We're still in the process now of fundraising. The students themselves have been making payments towards the monthly payments towards the trip as well. So with the combination of the fundraising and the monthly payments, and then the school district is also allotting a certain amount of money to help with transportation and everything like that. So that's why we have 74 students that have committed and have made the payments to go.
Mm. Questions?
How much you say the school's putting into it?
I'm not sure as of yet.
The district,
yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's the pleasure, council?
What was it, about $1,000 at each, right, Sam? $1,000?
No, previously, we did $4,500.
I'll be the 500 this time around. Sam was last time. I'll make that motion.
Are you speaking for Mr. Phillips, too, today?
Yeah, we're going to include it. Of course, oh, yes. Of course.
Making sure. So
The motion is.
We're thinking $2,000 for Mr. Phillips.
The motion is how much money?
$4,500.
$4,500.
And I'll contribute to 500 this time.
I'm the 500 too.
No. You're 1,000 this time.
It's an expensive
my motion.
Trip.
Woo.
Motion, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 from Mrs. Deaver, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Wilson, and myself, and $500 his account. Do I have a second to that motion?
Yes, second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on a motion?
I didn't vote.
No, wait, we haven't voted yet. I haven't voted yet. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. The Milton Cat Snippers.
You're going to spend my money, aren't you, George?
Anita.
You've been down there quiet all day. I thought I'd wake you up.
It's a rescue group, trap, neuter, and return for the town of Milton.
$1,500 from my account.
Motion, second. Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,500 from Mrs. Deaver's account to the Milton Cat Snippers for spay-neuter program. Any questions?
Did I understand this right? This is an addition to the trip.
From her, yes.
From the next one. Yeah.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Cheer for the 2011 Deck the Hall sponsorship.
What are the sponsorships? Don't they have a thing there for us to...
I think,
levels?
Didn't we give them $50 a person, or a council magic grant a while back?
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant cheer for their 2011 Deck the Halls wreath sponsorship of $250. $50 per council matic grant. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
The Fenwick Island Lions Club.
What were they asking for?
They weren't specific, but it's for the Halloween parade. Oh, you had written $500 on it.
I'll make that motion.
Mr. Phillips again.
From Mr. Phillips again.
Okay, motion.
Are we allowed to vote on religious programs and things like that? Are we supposed to be giving money to religious things?
You mean Halloween?
Halloween, hollow.
The parade.
It's a religious holiday. I mean, it's a religious holiday for Satan. You didn't know that?
Yes, we are allowed.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, if you want to get there, that kind of program.
The motion is to grant $500 to the Fenwick Island Lions Club for the Selbyville Halloween Parade.
I'll second it.
From Mr. Phillips' account, who gave it last year, apparently, I guess, for probably, okay. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
That's as bad as people.
Proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
Official business, Mr. Guy. Entertained a motion for adjournment.
I have.
Oh.
Don't we have additional?
Wait a minute. Yes, 10:30 p.m. What?
Today is Mrs. Webb's last day being 49.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awful.
I'll make a motion. We get a sponsorship for AARP.
I want a proclamation. Yeah. Is there a proclamation?
Yeah. Chip, ready to wish her a happy birthday tomorrow.
Well, we certainly wish Mrs. Webb a happy birthday, and please show that in our minutes that
but
we recognize.
Make sure it's on the internet. Everybody got it on the internet.
And get that AARP card in the mail.
Yeah. I got it last week.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yes, that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole. Question on motion?
I think George should sing her happy birthday.
George should.
I do, too.
I can't carry a tune.
We'll take the vote on the motion to adjourn. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now that, Mr. Cole, you may sing away.
No, we're adjourned.